Geneva Times, so we will be launching this event. Excellencies, dear delegates, dear guests, welcome to the cinema room, also known as the Kazakh room of Palais des Nations. It's quite a challenge to find this room, so if you have not been here before, congratulations on making it here on time. The permanent missions of Germany and of Fiji are bringing us together this afternoon for a special event organized in the margins of the 62nd session of the Human Rights Council, the screening of the documentary Stories from the Blue Frontier. Before we begin, I would like to draw your attention to the fact that this event will be followed by a light reception. For those who need to return to the afternoon session of the Council or other meetings, you will still be able to grab some food and engage with participants as we plan to conclude the event around a quarter to three. The three-part documentary we are screening today was produced by the German Embassy in Suva, Fiji. It gives voice to rural communities across the Pacific, highlighting the adverse impacts of climate change they have already been facing, the local approaches they are developing to strengthen resilience, and the support provided through cooperation. This event is an opportunity to bring into the space where global action is shaped the voices from the field, voices that remind us of the urgency of our work. And this comes almost 1 month after the UN General Assembly backed through a resolution the landmark advisory opinion from the International Court of Justice on countries' obligations to curb climate change. The promotion and protection of human rights in the context of climate change is a topic regularly addressed by the Human Rights Council, particularly during the June session, when the UN Special Rapporteur on Human Rights and Climate Change presents her annual report. So at this session, she will do that tomorrow. And the Special Rapporteur, Elisa Margera, will also be joining us to close this event with her remarks after the film screenings. So to begin our program, it's now my honor to invite our co-hosts to deliver their opening remarks. And we start with the permanent representative of Germany, Her Excellency Ambassador Antje Lenderstee. Madam Ambassador, you have the floor.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Diana. And dear ladies and gentlemen, participants and people that are interested in this film screening, it is really my pleasure to welcome you today to the screening of the documentary Stories from the Blue Frontier, which was produced by the German Embassy in Suva, and my good friend Andreas Brotmann is ambassador in Suva, whom I know for over 30 years now, and I think they did a great thing. You know, I mean, they just put together something that is it focuses on three rural communities in Fiji and the immense challenges they are facing due to climate change. You will soon have the chance to hear directly from those affected communities and about the measures that they are applying to strengthen climate resilience, ensuring their very survival and prosperity. These measures are supported by the financial and technical cooperation between the governments of Germany and Fiji, and I'm therefore delighted to be co-hosting today's film screening together with Kelini Serovato, Deputy Permanent Representative of Fiji in Geneva. As an economic powerhouse and a major carbon emitter, for many years, Germany is aware of its responsibility to take decisive climate action. Therefore, we did not only reduce our own emissions significantly, but we are also supporting countries around the globe in climate change mitigation and adaptation. In 2024 alone, the German government mobilized 11.8 billion euro for international climate finance. And as we all know, Pacific Island countries are particularly vulnerable to climate change. Their very existence is threatened by sea level rise, extreme weather events, and growing water insecurity. Germany stands by the Pacific Island states as a committed partner. We deeply believe that resilience, stability, and sustainable development of all societies need to be ensured, regardless of a country's size. This is also why Germany appointed a special envoy for the Pacific Island states in 2022, opened an embassy in Fiji in 2023, and provides comprehensive support to the objectives of the Pacific Island Forum's 2050 strategy for the Blue Pacific continent. The experience of small island countries, just as Fiji, provides vital knowledge to all of us helping us to enhance or helping us to enhance climate action around the globe. Germany is therefore keen to support amplifying the voices of seeds also at the multilateral level, for example, by supporting the recent UN General Assembly's resolution backing the advisory opinion of the International Court of Justice that Diana has mentioned on countries' obligations to curb climate change led by Vanuatu. As the documentary highlights, climate change threatens the enjoyment and fulfillment of all human rights. While rights holders in vulnerable communities play an important role in strengthening nations' resilience to climate change. I am therefore delighted that we will also hear from the regional representative of the OCHR for the Pacific, Heike Arebsen, as well as from the UN Special Rapporteur on the Promotion and Protection of Human Rights in the Context of Climate Change, Elisa Morguera, who just recently visited Fiji. But first, I would like to give the floor to Pauline Zerovato for her opening remarks.
Thank you very much, Ambassador. Excellencies and colleagues, good afternoon. I'm pleased to join you here today on behalf of our permanent representative and the permanent mission of Fiji in Geneva. And allow me to thank the Ambassador and the permanent mission of Germany and, of course, the Geneva Environment Network for their partnership and collaboration on this side event. As the Ambassador has mentioned, the short documentary film where we'll see is a collaboration between the German Embassy in Fiji and three of our local partners and communities. The impacts of climate change in Fiji and the Pacific is multifaceted. As a region, the Pacific continues to play a leadership role in global climate action, and we underscore the importance of ambition, of urgency, of equity and international cooperation guided by the 2050 strategy for the Blue Pacific continent. And as you would have recently seen as well, the leadership of our brothers and sisters from Vanuatu in leading global efforts on the ICJ advisory opinion on climate change, as well as the resolution that was recently adopted at the UN General Assembly last month. So this documentary emphasizes three key aspects. One, the linkages between the work that we do here in Geneva. We know that as the Human Rights Council is convening, climate change is also becoming an area that's being mainstreamed across most of the thematic areas we have here in Geneva. So we have climate change in trade, we have it in health, we have it at Human Rights Council. So it's really a multifaceted topic when you talk about climate change. Eh? So the purpose of the screening of this documentary is really to give us an insight. Geneva, we're here, we're far, far away from the Pacific. This documentary will give you an insight as well of how our rural communities in the Pacific are faring in dealing with the impacts of climate change. It also is meant to support SEEDS efforts. So SEEDS, Small Island Pacific Development, Small Island Developing States, the perspectives that we bring to the international fora here in Geneva, in New York, or wherever you might go that climate change is being discussed, you will see the voices of SEEDS, of the Pacific and of SEEDS in general, being highlighted and being active, because this is an issue that's very important to us. It also emphasizes how this documentary is also meant to emphasize how we are resilient and how we're coping with the impacts of climate change and the different impacts that it has on not only our well-being but on our culture as well. There's a cultural component here that we need to consider. UNESCO has been sitting. So the point that I think we are trying to make through this documentary is that climate change is real. It's a lived reality for us in the Pacific, and it's also an issue of resilience and adaptation. So we hope that your seeing the documentary today will be able to give you an insight or a glimpse into how our rural communities are faring in light of the impacts of climate change. Let me just stop right there, Excellency, and probably continue, Diana. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ambassador and Ms. Serovati, for your remarks and for helping us setting the scene. We'll now hear a video message from Ms. Heike Alefson, who is the regional representative for the Pacific at the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights. So let's now play her message.
Excellencies, distinguished participants, greetings from the Great Pacific continent, and Fiji. I am delighted to join you today for the screening of Stories on the Blue Frontier. I'd like to thank, first of all, the governments of Germany and Fiji and their permanent representations in Geneva for bringing together this important conversation. It is on the lived realities of communities on the front lines of the crisis. Not long ago, climate change and related responses were essentially framed as environment issues, with targets, national plans, and voluntary pledges. That framing was not wrong, but it was incomplete, because behind every degree of warming, there are people who lose their homes, their livelihoods, and their very capacity to remain on the land their families have inhabited for generations, and to navigate the seas that have shaped their identity. But the stories that you will watch today are not only stories of loss and vulnerability. They are stories of resilience, dignity, and traditional knowledge. Across Fiji and the wider Pacific, communities are already responding to the impacts of sea level rise, coastal erosion, extreme weather events, changing ecosystems, food and water insecurity, and other threats to livelihoods and to their human rights. The shift to a broader, more inclusive, and more human rights-focused understanding of the impact of climate change has gathered momentum as these communities and individuals on the front lines, including from indigenous territories around the world, rejected the notion that their future was somehow negotiable and insisted instead on the right to thrive and not merely survive. Environmental human rights defenders, grassroots movements, and generational youth and student advocates demanded that states and institutions respond. And so they did. In 2021, the Human Rights Council recognized the right to a clean, healthy, and sustainable environment as a human right. In 2022, the General Assembly affirmed it universally. In 2025, the International Court of Justice Advisory Opinion recognized that states have human rights obligations to act in response to climate change. And in May of this year, 2026, the General Assembly endorsed a resolution affirming its key findings. So climate action is not merely a matter of policy choice, or perhaps moral aspiration, it's a matter of human rights, justice, and intergenerational responsibility. States must not view climate action as hindering economic progress either. They must support a conscious decision to ensure a just transition. The standard of due diligence required is quite stringent, and extensive regulation of private actors, corporations, including fossil fuel companies that are operating in their territory or jurisdiction. States that do not act, including by failing to regulate those whose activities drive climate harm, may be considered to have committed an internationally wrongful act. But the countries most affected by the crisis are not waiting for others to save them. From the Pacific, Vanuatu's leadership throughout the process of requesting and recognizing the ICJ advisory opinion signals political will and action, including by the Human Rights Council. Distinguished audience, one of the most significant human rights dimensions of climate change in the Pacific is climate mobility and migration. Communities are increasingly making difficult choices, whether to stay on the move temporarily or permanently. For Pacific peoples, mobility is deeply connected to cultural identity.